Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly, not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Tonight is Saturday, June 28th, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am the cat.
You know, actually, I guess since it is midnight, I take that back. I have a correction. Today is Sunday, June 29th, 2014. I will get the date right one of these days. I flubbed
stupid
it last
time.
Week, right? You know.
Yeah.
You know, well, hey.
Well, at least you're within the month. A couple weeks ago, you said January.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm within 7 minutes, dude. Come on.
Okay, I'll give you
anyway,
that.
We are on Twitter, at Movie Nights Pod, MidnightMovieNights.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a whole lot of other places. And if you find a place where we're not listed, just let us know by emailing us at midnightmovienights@gmail.com. Why I haven't set up a contact at midnightmovienights.com yet, I don't know. I need to add that to the list of things to do. So,
you've been busy.
There we go. Oh my God, yeah. Oh, but it paid off. Oh, did it ever pay off?
It's all good now?
Things are good, yeah. Yeah. Things are good. But, yeah. How about a trip down memory lane?
Okay.
You know, kind of already started to bring it up a little bit. You know, how I said January last week. And when I went back and listened to it, I was like, oh, my God. I actually missed it the first time when I was listening. It was just like, okay, all right, everything's fine. And then hearing you call me out on it, it's like, oh crap, I didn't even catch it myself. It was normal, and I went back and then actually listened and was like, oh shit, wow, I fucked that one up. Okay. So hey, but you did a great job last week.
Yeah. What do I you did mean, listen to it.
What do you mean,
Okay, it was alright.
What do you mean? Oh,
I had
my
fun.
God. Do you even realize how, like, I felt so bad just because I was so exhausted last week. I didn't even put any time into the show, and I was feeling so bad just hoping that you would be spot on and I would just be able to just play off of you and use that to generate content, you know, right there on the spot. And you know what? I felt like it worked. You know, I was feeling pretty good about it afterwards, and then I listened again, and yeah, I'm happy. That was a solid episode, dude.
Okay,
and
I'm good with that.
I mean, it was awesome. You did a great job of running it. You kept us on pace. It was pretty good. It was pretty good, so yeah.
I'll have to do that again sometime when you're tired.
I wanted to let you know that I enjoyed that episode. So, you did a fantastic job, and you made a good Siebes for the night.
Hooray! That is a compliment.
Oh, well, okay. So do you want to take a trip down memory lane also?
Yes, I do.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I know you do, because you...
Go back to the episode we did with the Ninja Turtles, and we talked about... and we talked with our guest... From the We Are Not Here to Please You podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to them today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When
they recorded today.
Yeah. Okay. For once, I finally got to call in. I wasn't working, so I got
I was.
To hang out with them
well,
for
actually,
a
not
pod.
Really.
Sorry?
Oh, no. I just said I was. Well, actually, by that point, not really.
But it was fun to talk to them, to, you know, actually be able to talk to them.
Yeah, it's a fun show to be a guest on.
Yeah, those guys are crazy. I like them. I finally got to... I was proud.
Okay, hold on. All right. Let's see, step in for a second.
Yeah,
I know.
Gather my thoughts.
You need a minute there. Don't worry, I can tell. I got you.
I was getting too excited about it. I was like,
maybe one of these days, I won't feel the need to...
You know what it is? It's the double shot espresso that I had right before here. It's starting to kick in.
All right. I like it. Yeah, all right, go ahead. In fact, because of what our flick pick is this week, you know, Magic Mike, there is one person who is also in that movie who is known for saying, all right. So that's just every now and then when I say all right, if I repeat it, within a short amount of time, that's what runs through my head. Raphael and R2 from We Are Not Here to Please You. I have a little bit of housekeeping I need to do.
Uh-oh.
See, Raphael and I had a bet.
We're not going to talk to them anymore? What's going on? What happened?
No. House cleaning.
You know, I know. That means we're cleaning up Twitter followers or something. I don't know. What's going on here?
No.
All right, double shot espresso.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
No.
I'm counteracting it with something else.
Oh, this is... All right. It's going to be one of these nights. Okay. All right. I love it when I have that minute when I realize how the podcast is going to go. All right. Got it.
It's going to be great.
It's always going to be great, right? Everything's good, man. It's all good. But so when I say house cleaning, it's just, you know, like things that need to be taken care of, because if you don't take care of them, well, then you got problems. And this is one I really do need to take care of, because if I forgot it, this one, I would be mocked relentlessly. So Raphael and I had a bet, and Raphael was the victor. So Raphael, I bow down to you. And since neither of us remember what the oh my God.
What happened?
You just said ooh, which usually means I said something and I missed it.
Nope.
Okay.
Don't know where you're going with that.
Okay. All right. So, neither Raphael or myself...
You lost a bet.
Yes. Neither of us remember what the actual stakes were, but we do remember that it was supposed to be something mentioned on the Losers podcast about how great the other person is. So, you know, congratulations, Raphael. The bet was Germany versus Team USA in the World Cup. And apparently we lost. So I honestly don't remember. I was probably working at the time. I don't even remember what
day it was.
We're
talking soccer this week?
Actually, this is an older bet. This is like probably like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Just like pre-World Cup hype. I don't know.
So Germany won.
That's what I understand. I actually never looked into it. I just took his word that they won. He could be pranking me. But I believe it because, you know, I mean, it's just not as big of a sport out here. You know, apparently our team did better than was expected, but they still fell against Germany. So, congratulations.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I told him I was going to root for Germany just because, you know, he was into it. So I was like, I'll give you my support.
Even against when they were playing against us?
Oh, yeah.
You unpatriotic fool.
Yeah, I know.
Where's your nationalism?
We won't go there.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm loyal to the highest bidder. Oh, that didn't sound right.
Wow. Kitty.
It's soccer. I don't keep up with it.
Okay. All right.
It's not on ice. No one's playing with a stick and there's no puck, so
Clearly I am deeply moved by by a sport that we call one thing and the rest of the world calls football. So.
But it started out as soccer.
Okay, I don't
care. I learned that this week.
Football is just any classification of a game that involves a ball contacting your foot. Like, we don't get to say American football is the definitive football. That's, you know, I'm sorry. Fuck off to anyone who says that. Just straight up, fuck you. You're an idiot. And
well, I got to say that it was listening to a podcast of Johnny White Trash. I did learn that it did start out as soccer.
Okay, that's being great. That's great. I haven't listened to it yet. And I did not know that either. If Johnny White Trash and I disagree on this topic, I would find that highly strange. But because I don't know. I'm getting the impression that you're... I'm getting the impression that I may have slighted Johnny just now.
Why?
Because just the way that you jumped in there like that. I don't know.
No. I was just saying it just because I learned something new. I had to.
Oh, okay. All right.
I had to. What was it?
I suddenly got the feeling that you were implying that he made a case for calling it soccer versus football.
Oh no! It was just something that you mentioned, and I was like, "Oh, I know something about this now."
Okay. All right. Oh, hey,
that's
cool.
That's all I know about soccer. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Johnny just does not seem like a guy I would want to piss off. Although it would be pretty funny, you know, hearing, like, if you really pissed off Johnny, like hearing him rant about you, I think that would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
He'd be a hard guy to stay mad at. He just makes me laugh. So, anyway, are you ready to tell your story now?
Oh, about just calling in, talking to the guys?
Yeah.
It was just fun.
There was more to that story. About
just what's been going on, you know, what I've been doing, what they've been doing, and I do think I made them proud. You remember a couple episodes ago when I tried to do the infamous burp that I've been grilled for so long?
The burp.
Or non-burp? Oh, I made up for it this week. So I'm just going to say you're going to have to listen to their podcast when that comes out. We are not here to please you.
It's called, is that Johnny who said it? Yeah.
What?
We are not here to please you. That's what it's called. Thanks. Okay. Sorry, I'm just seeing tweets. And...
Oh, so yeah. He mentioned hearing the Ninja Turtle episode, and he couldn't remember who the name of the guys we had on as guests.
Cool. But... And apparently he's never listening to us again. Hey, it's nice to know we got some live listeners, and Revelstoke Jim has joined us too. That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Howdy, guys. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
No, it was there. I just listen to their podcast when it comes out, because I did talk to them today. I think it'll,
okay, so instead of what?
It'll be out, but listen to them anyway, because they're funny.
And... We are not here to please you at,
blogspot.fi, I think, right?
Yeah, we are not here to please you .blogspot.fi or over at Beards and Bullshit and,
beardsandbullshit.com/WANHTPY.
Yeah, it's...
Ooh, I got that.
Yep.
Yeah, that double espresso is going.
Okay, so...
yeah,
now right. I'm flustered.
I'm like, yeah,
what
I'm
the hell?
Like,
what's
next?
Going go, on go. Tonight? Okay, reset. So instead of what are you listening to, you're basically saying what will you be listening to or what should you be listening to, and that's when you call into We Are Not Here to Please You. Okay. All right. Yeah.
So what have you been listening to? I listened to me. So.
Well, I went to a concert last night, so that was probably the new thing. I had never really listened to this band before, but I got to say they rocked. They were pretty cool. You know, I was out of town for I had to meet up with some clients and everything went well. Yeah, it was a little stressful there at coming down the wire leading up to the trip, you know, about to do the delivering the project to the client and everything, and you know, we traveled out to meet up with them, and
you know, every time you say, you know, talk about the clients, I always think of Rockhound in Armageddon when he says, "Pucker up, we got clients."
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, I had a stressful week again, and you know, the same project from last week, but we delivered it, and as of yesterday afternoon, once we finished the working with the clients, we got to do our own thing, and we stayed in town one more day. Came back today. So last night, a bunch of us went to go see a band called Spoon, and they were pretty good. They were pretty awesome. And the place that we saw them at had a bowling alley. So,
what kind of band were they? Are they like a rocker?
Smooth jazz? I wouldn't even know how to classify them. They're definitely more on the alternative. They've got more of an indie sound, but they're, yeah, wow. They've got I'm doing that thing where I wasn't actually even anticipating you asking me that, and I really should have. That's such an obvious question.
Yeah, if it's something I want to listen to, then I want to know what they are. I mean, if they're I could go for smooth jazz if they're jazz.
No, they're not. They're not smooth jazz. No, they definitely rocked. They're definitely more of an alternative kind of indie rock band. You know, I guess they're from Austin, Texas, and they're pretty good.
Okay,
they're
in the backyard, huh? So okay, I guess I'll look them up and give them a listen.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And this place where we saw them at had a bowling alley, so some of us went bowling and
that's cool.
Yeah, we were bowling and dancing and everything. It was fun. Yeah, it was an amazing night. I really don't want to spend the entire time talking about how awesome my trip was once we finished all of the work and just kind of all of us let loose from this really, really crazy project that we all worked really, really hard on, and you know, we delivered, well, and the client was totally happy and everything, and
that's the most important part. As long as they're happy, work is done.
It was so rewarding. I've got this feeling right now, just this incredible pride, because we made the client so happy. They kept talking about how great what we had done for them, you know, with all of the massive amount of data that they had being generated, and how we got it all into, you know, organized properly, and how fast we did it, and like they can see all of their key information on one page, you know, and they were just so excited by everything that we did for them, and you know, I got a lot of pride in my work, so it makes me feel good when the hard work's really appreciated. So it was
that's cool.
It was a great feeling, and then I had this really awesome night where I got to go hear this band that I never really had listened to before, and yeah, got to have some fun with my coworkers, and yeah, it was a great trip. I think it actually really solidified the team even more, you know, because we got to have a massive, massive win all together and experience it all at the same time, and then go party together afterwards. Yeah, it made us a little bit more tight knit. I love it. I'm totally happy. I'm on cloud nine right now, dude.
I'm happy for you. Because you were so stressed out past couple of weeks, so.
Yeah, well, hey. I'm going to be stressed.
You sound less stressed now.
I will be stressed out again. I promise you that, but
it's happened before. It will happen again.
It will all happen. Yeah, this has all happened before, and it will happen again. But hey, you know, this is the career I chose, and this is why I do it. The feeling that I have right now. Yeah, but you know what? This is actually getting geeky material, and I don't want to blur the shows. So, I mean, just talking about like why I do what I, well, actually, you know what, fuck that. I can't assume that the audience of both shows are the same and save stuff. You know, this is why I do what I do. This is, you know, this is what affords me the ability to
You are a geek. Even, you can't take that away from you.
Yeah.
You can't even, separate that. You will not be separated from, I don't know where I'm going.
It allows me to indulge in my passions. You know, it allows me to grow my movie collection and I always have these times where I feel bad about, I know there's a lot of people out there that are unemployed and they're having a rough time and I have all of this guilt about being excited about what I'm doing, you know, because things are going pretty freaking well for me right now, all things considered. I'm healthy, I've got a great job, I've got my place, you know, and I feel guilty.
Yeah, don't feel guilty.
I feel guilty feeling good about that, but that's just because I was raised Catholic. That's how we are.
I'm sorry.
That's the Catholic guilt right there. Even when you become a recovering Catholic, you keep the guilt. It's what it is. So anyway, I'm listening to Spoon because I saw their show last night and it fucking rocked.
And you bowled.
And I bowled. And not only did I bowl, but I caught a lot of people's attention. They started calling me Dynamite. It was so much fun. There was this like one party every time I got up to bowl, they're like, "Woohoo, Dynamite!"
Now I got this poster image of a movie from the 70s, Dynamite Siebes.
Yeah. With a really bad fro, right? You know, just
I wasn't thinking fro, but now that you mention, now I got a mental image of it.
Well, I mean, you say 70s, I automatically think either like the super long, you know, all the way down to your butt hair, or like a fro or something like that, and I think it would be far more bottoms. I think it would be far more appropriate for me to have the super long hair, considering I used to have the super long hair. Ever since I cut it off, it just hasn't grown as long, or maybe I just get impatient. I don't know, but I did donate like I think it was 16 inches, and
wow, your hair got that long? You could donate that much?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I cut a lot off. And that was after after my lady cleaned off the, you know, the parts that had been there for so long that it was just unhealthy at the ends. You know, I mean, my hair was so, so long. But yeah, I think I cut it to my shoulders. And it was still like 16 inches. It was almost to my butt. I basically had 70s hair.
Like Crystal Gale.
Yeah, it was definitely at the small of my back, almost to my butt. So
yeah, no one knows who that
is. It was super long, and I cut a lot of it off and donated it. And then
that's cool.
But so I've done that. I know what that looks like on me. You know, so the other 70s hairstyle that immediately pops into mind is a fro. You know, and I think it would look absolutely ridiculous on me. I don't think I could pull it off.
Okay, that's what I see. Now. I see the super long hair, the 70s pantsuit with the gigantic bell bottoms, and you holding a gun in an action pose. Dynamite Siebes.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. Little Charlie's Angels ish, but okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
So yeah. Anyway, this band, their name's Spoon. They've been together since '93, and
wow.
And seems like they're actually they seem like they're pretty successful. You know, like they've had a good career. I mean, they're doing a 3-day set, and apparently it's different songs in each set, you know, like a good mix, but it's not just the same, you know, show 3 nights in a row. It's a different show each night, and they've got a pretty good following. You know, we met some cool people last night. It was really cool, just, you know, being in a town that I don't, you know, in a town that's not one that I live in, going to a concert and everything. It's pretty cool. The only thing I don't like, and I guess this kind of gets it in Save It for the Pod territory, it was such a short flight that I really would have preferred to drive. And I don't think I said it yet, but we were in Las Vegas. So,
yeah, probably would have been quicker to drive than go through all the security and have to wait.
I hate flying. I really hate flying. And so for something, the Los Angeles area to Las Vegas, that's like a 4.5 hour drive, maybe, 5 with stops, as we know, we just did the Journey to Death Ray comics and it took us, with the stop and everything. I mean, sure, we took a way longer stop than I normally do and we hit abnormal traffic, but it took us 5 hours to get to Vegas, even with that, five and a half. And still, with all the time that it took to fly, flying in there wasn't really all that bad. Yeah, it was.
Can I ask who you went through? What
JetBlue
airline?
JetBlue.
Oh, I don't know them. Never flown them.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they're really good.
Because I don't like flying, but after the last time I went to California, Virgin, and that was awesome.
Yeah, the only airline that I like better than JetBlue at the moment is Virgin. I actually really enjoyed flying on Virgin, and I hate flying. So
it's like a party bus in the sky.
Not really. They got the nice lights and everything. It's just a comfortable environment, It's just got a cool vibe about it, and it's nice and comfortable. They got cool tech in the planes, and they're super friendly. And okay, you're talking about like the dance and everything, the intro, huh? Aren't you?
No, just, walking in and seeing all that crazy lighting. Yeah. Like, I've flown other airlines, and you walk in, and it's, like, drab. It's, like, the regular crappy lighting, and everyone's just like, ugh. Don't even want to be here today.
Actually, I'm going to give that one to you. It is kind of like a party bus in the sky, but it's a party bus in the sky for the everyman,
Yeah.
Or, actually, I guess not, because...
And every cat.
I mean, air travel is kind of a privilege in of itself, so I can't really say it's for the everyman, but,
Well, for anyway. Me, it was cheap enough.
Yeah.
And, I'm not money bags. I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's not the most, for what you get an incredible value. It's a great airline. Anyway, we're talking about
a discount next time I go. that'll happen.
Yeah. So, anyway, the flight back from Las Vegas to Long Beach. Yeah, Long Beach is such a great airport to fly into. But that one was kind of tough because it was super hot in Las Vegas. But it's the kind of heat that. When it gets really hot out here, it's basically the same really dry heat. It's the one I've always known. I'm super comfortable in that heat, actually. It's hot, but it's not like it's hot and crazy humid.
Yeah, like Texas.
Yeah, I mean, over 100 degree heat is bearable. Out here, if you start throwing that humidity in too, that's
ugh. Yeah, we haven't hit the hundreds yet. We've only hit the highest was 95 the other day.
So
and
while
it was miserable.
While Las Vegas does get very, very hot, it's the kind of hot that I know how to handle. At least I should say. I can't say it's like super comfortable, but I know how to handle it. It's no big deal. I'm used to it. But going from that environment and having it be so dry and everything, my sinuses were just happy as can be. My breathing was great. Everything was good. And then I fly back into Long Beach and, the airport is so close to the ocean that you get that nice, lovely, just cool, calm Long Beach, just beautiful, beautiful air. I really do love the air in Long Beach. It's one of the things I miss the most about living there, because even when you drive into that city, you remember what it was like in the car when you got in from, in my case, Anaheim, and drove down the freeway, and then you get out and you get that first whiff of the ocean air with it, with that even more moisture in it, and it just feels so wonderful. And even on a hot day, the ocean breeze and all the extra moisture in the air, it cools the city down. It makes it super comfortable. And despite all of the shipping and all of the trucks and everything running through the city, it's actually really good quality air. I remember really poor air quality from when I was a kid. I remember
the movies from the 80s, like, and it had nothing but a haze over LA. And I was like, who the hell would want to live over there with the yellow sky and everything?
No, it wasn't yellow. Yellow was a freaking great day. That's the day when we were allowed to, run all out for hours at a time. No, we're talking, it used to be murky brown in the sky.
Oh.
In my lifetime. It was disgusting. I remember that. You'd look up and you'd just see that brown haze, all the smog and everything. Ugh. So gross. Anyway, Long Beach air, like there's just something about it. There's something about the way that it makes you feel. And maybe it's just me because I lived there for like 5 or 6 years. And so there's a sentimental attachment to the city or something. I don't know, but the entire point is the air in Long Beach, there's a lot more moisture in it, and I was going from the super dry to the wonderfully humid but not disgusting humid, like hot disgusting humid heat type air. Just nice cool ocean air, breathing that, and so my sinuses got all swollen and I'm having a hard time adjusting, but it's just because the flight is so fast. It's almost like I was talking about, remembering what it was like driving from Anaheim and getting into Long Beach and just getting that that nice first, that first whiff. I kind of had that getting off the plane, but it was almost instant how fast it started affecting me. My sinuses are that sensitive going from the dry heat to the moist air. Anyway, so I'm a little congested, and I was partying in Vegas last night, so I don't have much of a voice, and I'm doing an all right job of talking, and I'm not doing a very good job of keeping us on pace because we're still on the What Are You Listening To? So, Kitty, what are you listening to?
Well, mine's not as exciting. I was listening to movies most of the week.
Actually, I listened to a lot of pods. Hold on. One second. To be fair to myself, I just covered everything that I had for Save It for the Pod, and I left it blank on purpose. I also actually covered part of my hashtag morons. And you know what? I'm going to full on... We've been talking about changing things up. Yeah. Or at least I've been talking about changing things up, and you've been going along with it. Since I have... I've already done a trip down memory lane. I've already done my What Are You Listening To? I've already done my Save It for the Pod. I might as well get my hashtag morons out of the way. And I mentioned how much I hate flying. That's part of it. But the reason I put it in there is because I thought that might be the first place that... Oh, that was dumb. I'm looking at the show notes right now just going, I really didn't organize this very well. Because the real first mention of what I was doing is in the What Are You Listening To? Hashtag morons comes after. Why am I narrating this right now? Just get to it. Anyway, I'm a hashtag moron this week because I left my lovely, lovely earbuds that I have discussed somewhere before. I'm not sure if it was here or Getting Geeky, but I have a nice pair of Bose earbuds. In fact, it was on Getting Geeky, now that I think about it.
You talked about them here too.
I did?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Anyway, so yeah, the Bose, you know what? Who cares? Who cares if I've talked about it before? Because there may be people listening for the first time or just started listening recently and they didn't hear that episode. So a couple of years ago, my parents got me a nice pair of Bose earbuds, and I really like the way that they sound. You know, some people complain about the Bose sound, but I don't know. I like it. So I really love the earbuds. They're super comfortable, and I like the way they sound. So I love them. And unfortunately, they slid off the bed last night because I was listening to stuff before I went to sleep, and I took them out, and I I didn't want to put them on the nightstand because there was just, you know, too much stuff there, so I put it on the corner of the bed, and actually much like I do at home. And I guess they fell off because when I was looking for them in my backpack earlier, and they weren't in my backpack. And then I remembered, oh crap, I put them on the edge of the bed last night, and I never picked them up this morning. Yeah, so they must have fallen off on the floor. And I usually check under the mattress, but damn. You know, we were in a hurry to get out to the fucking plane.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Because we wanted to go down and eat, and so we were in a hurry to get to the plane, and so I didn't follow all my... See, once again, me not following the way that I established these protocols for a reason. Oh my god, I just called it a protocol! Anyway, I violated my own procedures. Or I failed to complete my own procedures, and I paid the price, and hopefully the cleaning crew found it and turned it in, and I'll be able to get the hotel to ship it back to me. I hope.
You did call the hotel?
My phone's being an asshole tonight.
Oh, well, you gotta call soon, because...
Yeah, no, I...
Leaving earbuds at a hotel in Vegas is not as bad as leaving shoes, shirt, pants, half your wardrobe. Which is something I've done.
Okay. All right. Well, I tried to call them earlier when I first realized it, but my phone wouldn't dial out. And it's been being a real butt. Like, ever since I landed in Vegas, the battery's been draining like crazy. I don't know what the hell happened. Yeah. It's so weird. It just...
Spoiled it at California Life.
It's so strange. It started draining like crazy, and I've been trying to stop it from hemorrhaging power, and I turned off a bunch of stuff that I usually use and have no problem with, you know, like the background services, and I even shut off the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth and everything because I wasn't going to be using them, and it was still draining like crazy. I got to the point where I was just turning off the stupid phone. You know, I was like, okay, I'm not going to be doing anything right now. I'm not going to get, you know, I'm with my party and all that. It's like, yeah, you know, like we're at a show, so I'm just going to turn the phone off and conserve the battery.
Yeah, I don't even think I texted you that much because I knew you were busy, so.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't even notice that
you were it wasn't all play. Thursday and Friday.
But again, you know, it's not so bad to lose just earbuds at a hotel. I mean, they were nice earbuds, but.
Well, yeah, but hey, I'm not doing a very good job of telling a story, but I'm trying to tell a story here about how my phone's not working, and I tried to call the Bellagio, and, dropped the phone. Maybe that's why it's not working. And, yeah, okay, yeah, so we stayed at the Bellagio. Our clients hooked us up. It was fucking awesome. But I tried calling them, and my phone just wouldn't dial out. It was the strangest thing, so I powered it off and turned it back on, and then it dialed out, but, like, they couldn't hear me on the other end, so they hung up on me, and I tried to call back, and it wouldn't dial out again. And I'm like, okay, there is something going on with my phone. It just started a couple days ago, so I'm going to try and get it fixed tomorrow. But, yeah. Oh, another thing that sucked? I wasn't able to get a ride to the airport on Thursday, so I had to drive into the office. Yeah, basically, I had to drive in the opposite direction of the airport because I didn't want to leave my car there. You know, at the airport, and have us double pay for parking.
Oh my God, they charge so much. That's why I didn't leave mine. I had to get a ride.
So I drove down to the office to hitch a ride with everyone else. So I spent more time on the road today than I did in the plane. That's how fast the flight is. But I got back and started driving my car, and my car was being a little erratic, and then the stupid check engine light came on. It's like, oh, fuck. You know, it's like, ah, when it rains, it pours. Why are things going wrong?
Sounds like a great week.
Yeah, it's been intense. It's been intense. But hey, you know, now... So, what are you listening to? This is your turn. We got to run through all your shit now. That the first 40 minutes were pretty much Siebes, and then the back five will be the
cat. It was good to hear what you were doing, because, you know, usually my week is boring.
You're not going to call me out on that shit?
I sleep, I work, then I sleep. My only entertainment is my day job, because I do deal with the public, so that's fun. But my night job, I do listen to things, and I do listen to movies. You know, after I catch up to all the pods that I listen to, I listen to Netflix because I can't watch it. So I have it playing on one of my little players. So I've been listening to movies all week. And I don't know if you've ever done it, but have you ever recorded movies on tape? You know, just the audio and listen to them? And it's been like movies you've listened to, you've watched over and over, so you know what's going on. But if you can just hear it, it's like, well, I'll just play the movie in my head while I listen to it.
Sure.
You've done that?
I've never recorded anything from, you know, from a movie.
Well, this is back in the day.
Come on, come on. Okay, here I come.
No, hold.
Sorry?
You know, it's not like I've ever just recorded any audio from a movie. Ever. You know?
Well, like on a cassette tape. I remember... years ago, had another job. I had a couple of cassette tapes. Well, more than a couple, but different movies that I loved, and I could listen to them. So that's what I can watch a movie just by listening to it if it's a favorite movie. So I was listening to the Beverly Hills Cop. Well, I'm not going to say trilogy because I didn't listen to the third one. That one doesn't exist. Basically, that's what I was listening to this week. It's just movies. Favorite movies. You know, I didn't lose any earbuds at a hotel. So, that was cool.
Huh.
Not cool. I don't know. But
no, it's sorry. Not as I'm exciting having, I'm having as equipment failure over here. I'm listening, but...
But, you know, I did have a hashtag morons moment this week. And it was kind of me... I finally was thinking like an old man. And afterwards I felt like, damn, dude, you're old. You're an old bastard. But I was passing this this mother and kid. Was it a father and kid? I don't know. It was just some like little 10-year-old kid sitting in a basket. And you know how someone will just, you know, when they pass, they'll say, hey, what's going on or something. You're supposed to, hey, how you doing?
Sure.
You know, be nice. You know, be polite. Cordial. But this kid, you know, as they were passing and didn't mean anything by it. It was just being a kid, was like, sup. And for some reason in my mind, as I passed, I was like, sup? Is that the way you address an elder? You don't talk to someone older like that. And in my mind, I was like, dude. What are you, like a grandpa or something? Dude, kid just said, sup. Usually we say, what's up back or something like that.
Yeah.
But in my mind at that moment, for some reason, I just got ancient and old. And I was like, damn, kid, you don't address your elders in such a manner. You got to have more respect.
Now get off my lawn.
Yeah. But it was just the oddest thing in the world. It happened like in a few seconds. And I was like, holy shit, you're old. Thinking that these kids are supposed to give you more respect than what's slang. Up.
Too lazy to say the full words what's and up?
Yeah.
You have to.
Back in my day.
We said what's up. In the snow, both ways. Wait, no. That's the other story.
But hey. For some reason, I found that really disrespectful. And I don't know why. So I guess I was thinking like an old man. I was really
soft
having an old
kitty,
man moment.
Old kitty.
And like I said, it only lasted for about a minute, and then I was like, damn, dude, you're
little
fucking
ball
old.
Of rage.
Yeah. Like, there's something, you gotta get out, you gotta get a life. You're starting to think like an old man, and you're gonna start berating little kids for not addressing you by your full name or something. Or...
You know.
Hello, that... mister.
Hey,
how are
Kitty.
You today? Get off my damn line, you damn kids.
Do you realize that that's just a manifestation of you being jealous that you're not as young as them?
I'm not as young as anyone anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but it really is. The, you know, being crotchety to younger people. It's...
Just because I wanted to still be young?
It is, yeah, it's a manifestation of you wanting to be able to recapture your youth.
Yeah, but I never had that moment before.
I know.
I thought the kids should
address
me with more respect than that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to be old.
So don't be old.
I refuse.
Yeah, don't be old. Be excited for the kid. Be like, sup, dude?
Well,
how's
that's what
hanging?
I should have said. What's up, dude?
Yeah, then.
Because
then,
I have said, hey, what's going on, kid? Hey, kid.
You know?
Yeah. Because little kids are, some of them are nice. Some of them are just like yelling and screaming because they want a toy or something. And you're like, get that kid away from me, stupid kid. But some kids are pretty cool. They're, hey, like that one who picked up that thing that I dropped that one day. And I was like, that's pretty cool, kid.
That thing that you dropped that one day.
Well, yeah, off the shelf when I was stalking. I think I dropped something in a...
I'm marveling at our ability to articulate our thoughts.
Yeah. I told you, double shot, espresso.
I do it too. I'm
Zoom.
I get so, like, I know exactly what I want
to
say, but
one time when I dropped something, I was stocking on a shelf. I don't know, it was a can of beans or something, and the kid was picked it up because some people were passing by, and I was, oh, thanks, kid. Because, you know, usually a kid will walk by and, whatever, stupid old man.
Okay, you're not that old.
I know, that's why I was so weirded out by the thoughts. It's like, I deserve more respect than that. In my day. But yeah, the cat was feeling old this week, just for that one moment. So I was like,
right,
well,
so,
this is a good subject to bring up this week.
So when the kid returned the can, did you do anything special? Did you take the shirt off your back and give it to him or anything like that? And then he's like, thanks, Mean Joe.
No, didn't do that.
No.
Didn't toss the kid a Coke or anything.
No. Well, I got weird. Maybe you could have given him the can of beans and been like, it's on the house. Yeah. Go fart.
Yeah. Here's some magical fruit.
Oh, wait.
Here's the gift of flatulence.
Wait. And actually, since now I'm playing with the soundboard again, and I have now, confirmed that whatever I did to break it seems to... I just want to see if it was just this one file. Oh my god, that file's messed up. Okay, that's what it is. So I've got a messed up file, and if I try and play it and reset it, I will crash the soundboard, and so now I don't know if things are going to work, but that's okay. Letting go. All right, so you're your own hashtag moron for thinking like an old man. What have you saved for the pod?
Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god, yes.
I've been tweeting some pictures, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right,
aww.
You know, right
I'm
as we started,
so far
I tweeted
behind
the pictures
on Twitter
of the
right
toys.
Now.
And a new trailer, I guess it's a new trailer came out this week. You've seen it, yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the world has seen it.
Yeah. I slammed it on Getting Geeky with Miranda
So
Janelle.
They are officially Ninja...
Kitty! Don't shit on the promo for the other show.
Where the hell did that come from?
Dude, I was right in the middle of, like, yeah, I slammed it on Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle over at, oh, I'm going to fucking talk now because I'm the cat. Dude, I'm okay with you interrupting, but if I've decided that I've got an organic point to plug the other show, don't shit on it, homie.
carry on.
Okay. All right. Over at GABroadcaster.com, Tuesdays and Thursdays at midnight Eastern. There we go. Carry on. Let's talk about some Ninja Turtles, you know, because we don't like to shit on people's art unless their name is Michael Bay. Kitty?
Okay. Just making sure.
Did I just make it too real for you?
No, I was going along with it, and all of a sudden I derailed. But okay.
I honestly don't even think that you even realized. Like, you weren't even listening to me, dude. Come on. There's no way that you would do that to me.
I was going to let it go, but okay.
What? You were going to let it go?
I was kind of going along with it. I don't know where I'm going now. Where are we at?
I don't even think that we're talking about the same thing. Yeah, we were talking about Ninja Turtles, and I blasted it on that other show that I do.
Yeah.
And then I yelled at you for interrupting my organic insertion.
Wow. That did not sound right at all.
Oh my god! Cat! Kitty! Bad kitty! Don't make me get the squirt gun, you little shit.
Okay, I feel better now that I can bring it back to some toilet humor. So we can talk. Speaking of toilet humor, we can call them Ninja Turtles now.
Sure. Turtles. Sure. Because that's I told you before trailer. I wouldn't.
Well, go ahead. What were
you saying? No. I was jumping in because you paused. So carry on.
At one point, you said you weren't going to shit on the turtles because, you know, just from the one trailer, because we haven't seen too much. And I was like, yeah, well, okay, I'll go with that. Until I see some more, or actually see the movie, I'm not going to either. But a new trailer came out this week, and wow, you watched it earlier again.
Yeah, I watched it earlier. Oh my god, and it's even worse.
The first time we watched it, you said that the turtles look like Goombas from the Super Mario Brothers movie. And I was like, exactly. I mean, that's what they look like. They kind of look like Goombas from the Super Mario movie.
Yes, they do.
And now we got to actually see them, you know, more in action. And
oh,
they
dude.
Have like beaks.
Dude, you know what would be awesome? If we were using a Google Hangout for this, we could actually play the video in YouTube and watch it at the same time and comment on it and send that out over the stream.
Maybe we should do that later.
Well, no, but I'm saying that's one of that. It's just maybe we. I know other some people use Google Hangouts for their shows and it works. Other people, you know, have had problems with it. I think it works with like a small number of callers. Because that seems to be it. Like I know for a fact it doesn't work for Gabnet. It's something that we've tried.
I know somebody
there.
Who used the Google Hangout before.
Yeah,
doing
and,
the show.
And Tom Merritt, with Daily Tech News Show, uses Google Hangout, and you know he's had at least one. I think he's had two people on once, maybe twice. I don't remember, or maybe the other person was in the. In the studio with him because
that's what I think we should do.
Anyway, I listened to it on the audio, so I don't, you know, the video is not official yet, so but archive.org has it, but I listened to the audio, but I know he uses Google Hangouts to do it, and it sounds, you know, it sounds fantastic, but like I said, I know it doesn't work with a larger number of callers as well as Skype does, so.
Well, I think we should get a few people that we know.
Well, but it's something that...
Watch the trailer.
It's
together
something
and
that
get reactions.
Okay. All right. That would be fun. That would be fun. We could, you know, I'm sure Johnny White Trash would be down for that. Raphael would, too.
Maybe Tom.
Oh, yeah. Tom Jim. Probably would. I don't know. I don't remember talking to... You know, Jim and I talk about so many... You okay over there? Kitty. Okay, apparently my co-host has bit
sorry,
the bucket.
No, sorry. That was my bad. I hit my mic. I was looking at something else, and I had to catch it.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. Well, I've got it set up. I have it set up so because I'm standing, and I don't have a boom for it yet. So, yeah. I've just got it up really high on things. And okay. I was trying to grab something and almost knocked it over.
Dude, anyway. You need to get a boom.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working on other things too. I got more important things going on I'll talk about eventually.
Okay.
You know that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, we already announced Chatty Cat, Catty. I almost called you Kathy.
Yeah.
Again.
Bob.
Bob. Yeah, Kathy Bob. Kathy Bob. Kathy Roberts. That's your drag name.
So I did tweet out on my, you know, at that fracking cat on Twitter. I tweeted the pictures of the toys because I guess last week they brought out a big display of toys for the, you know, the new Ninja Turtles. And damn, those are scary looking. You saw the pictures. I sent them to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You sent me some of them before you posted them. So.
Oh, what the hell? And those were the big, I guess they've got to be like a 8, maybe 10 inches tall. You know, they're the figures. There's not much articulation to them. They just kind of move their arms and feet and their head, and that's about it. But they just look weird and scary. You know what?
Yeah, they look weird and scary in the freaking trailer, too.
I know. They've got these weird noses. Do turtles have noses like that? That, for some reason, that part really stuck out, was the turtles having these big nostrils.
Yeah, I don't know. They just, they look way too muscular. You know what I mean? I'm not into that look. You know, like, I haven't really gotten I don't think we've gotten a really good look at Splinter. We've seen a little bit, you know, like, there's that fighting sequence with the Shredder. And, oh, yeah, let's talk about the Shredder. It's a fucking samurai suit. It's a robotic samurai suit, as described in this stupid-ass trailer. And,
it's a porcupine.
Yeah, it freaking, you know, I thought they were Wolverine claws, you know. The way that I described it on getting geeky, it was like okay, you know, like, you know, I'm the Shredder, and then ka-ching, ka-ching, you know, the swords come out, and it's like, no, I'm Ultraviolet, and then snick, it's like, what the, it actually made a snick like sound too. It's, come on, you're killing
it's like
me.
Took the
it's like,
Silver
now
Samurai
you're Wolverine?
From the Wolverine movie and said, hey, come here, we got a role for you.
Yeah, but by the way, you're not gonna be made out of adamantium. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, well, yes. And then it shoots those things, when it goes snicked after that, it can actually shoot those things out. And, you know, I've got it playing on silent right now, and I finally saw that part that you were talking about where it'll shoot the knife spears out. It'll fire them out, and like, it looks like there's 5 of them, you know, but they actually appear to come back, too. It's just, it looks so ridiculous. They fucking made, Michael Bay made Shredder a fucking, oh my god. It's like, he's transformerizing this fucking movie, and,
he put the Transformers in Ninja Turtles.
Yes! It's like, what the hell? What?
It really kicks the early movies and the shows and the comic books square in the nuts. It's like, I got the turtles now. Kick you right in the nuts.
It's like, who's the audience for this shit? Why is he still getting these massive budget movies? Who's, you know, is it just because all of us want to see how bad the next Michael Bay movie is?
It could be it. I mean, if he's going to make money off of it, if I was going to make money off of it, I'd be like, well, why the hell not? If people are going to pay money to see the shit that I'm, you know, if I'm going to take a massive dump on a piece of film and people want to pay for it, go for it. But really, that's what it looks like. I was kind of on the, I didn't like it, but I, you know, after hearing you say at first, you're not going to shit on it and say that you will give it a chance. But now, I mean, I can't even say that I'm going to watch it. I will wait till it gets to Redbox or something. And then I'll probably watch it. Yeah, I'll pay the dollar and, what is it, a quarter or something in Redbox. But other than that, I'm not going to go see it in the theater. And if it's a great movie, I will go to a theater to see it just because, you know, being there with an audience and then seeing it on the big screen, but no,
okay,
I don't want
to
see this.
I have to go see it in the theater. I absolutely have to. Look how
just to make sure
up.
You're going
to
shit on the right.
Yeah, I want to make sure that I'm justified in this rage. It's clearly inspiring inside of me.
So for the podcast, you think I should just go see it just to say, okay, I'm justified in my...
Well, if you think about it, technically, because it would be research for the show, and because, you know, we're... You know, I don't know. I think that there is a tax advantage. I think we can write the movies off if we're going to be talking about them for this entertainment show that we're not currently charging for, nor do we ever have any intention of ever charging for. But, you know, treating this as a business, you know, entity, yeah. There's just got to be something that we can do here, some way to justify writing off the cost of movie tickets and
especially
and
if it's a movie
movies
that's suck and
that
know
we're
it's
evaluating.
Suck.
Hold on. I'm riffing on this one again because it's been
okay,
a while since we last talked about this. But there's, you know, I mean, we are evaluating every single movie that we purchase as a potential content generator for the show that we put out at no charge, you know. Yeah, I'm not saying that we're not for profit. It's just an entertainment show that we do. It does have costs. You know, so if we were to look at this as a business, we may not have any income coming in, but doing research for it at this time, I think that could be a tax deduction. You know, it's an evaluation as a there it is. I lost a train of thought, and Johnny White Trash is going to sleep. He says it's been fun. And at this point, we are over an hour, so let's carry on. Do you have any more rage about the Ninja Turtles?
Not too much.
Oh, by the way, this is our 25th anniversary. Or anniversary? Episode.
Yeah,
I just said 25, and then anniversary just came out. You know, it's always fun to find out what comes out of your mouth.
It's 25. We are
episode 25.
Number 25.
Yep.
Do you think we're going to reach 25?
Yeah.
Are you going to? We're going to say the same thing.
Fuck yeah, we're going to
reach 100.
We're going to reach 100. We're going to reach 200. You know, as long as we're having fun doing this. Yeah. We've always said we're doing this for ourselves, but we are putting it. Oh, see, and now I just blew my fracking tax angle. We're doing this for ourselves, but we still want to deduct our taxes. Who gives a shit? No one from the IRS is ever going to listen to this. Well, hopefully not this episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. Figure all that out later. It's boring. It's boring trying to figure that stuff out on the air. That doesn't make for a good show until we actually find out what the loophole is, and then, you know.
Yeah, we're shitting on turtles right now.
Yeah, we're shitting on turtles. Turtles. No, really, we're turtles. Yep. Wow, this is kind of a crappy episode. I mean,
I've got a couple more pictures that I'll probably, you know, post on my That Fracking Cat Twitter, but I don't think we mentioned it. Did you see the toys?
Yeah, I saw.
Are they messed up?
They just don't look right.
And
they're kind of wrong.
They're scary.
Yeah.
And like I said, they're not selling. Whenever I took those pictures, I put them up on the display side by side by side. All four of them.
Uh-huh.
They were there the next day. Cool. The same position I put them in. And the next day, they were there.
So no one's buying them.
No one's buying these toys. I'm almost thinking I want to buy these toys so I have them for the future. Because like maybe 20 years from now, people will be like, can you remember that crappy Ninja Turtles movie? No one bought those toys. They all got burned in a landfill, but somewhere out there, there's these
phantom toys. Yeah, I guess what, in 20 years, they're not going to give a shit.
Yeah, so it's either I'm going to get $1 million for this four set of turtles, or no one's going to give a shit then either. So I didn't buy them. But they'll still be there, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks. So I'll be like, yeah, they're there, maybe. Just to say I have them. When they all get burned in the landfill, like E.T. cartridges.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I would highly advise against that, and because it is, I don't know, it clearly no one cares, you know. I mean, like, who cares? Seriously, who cares? Is there Who News? Who cares?
Yes, there is Who News. Finally. Who News? Who cares? I kind of care again.
Fuck yeah. It's about time after you last care again.
Saying I didn't care because there was no news.
I know. You doubter.
Maybe they heard me. Maybe they're like, oh, the cat's not. He's losing interest. Come on, we got to bring something out. The cat has lost interest. I'm going to think that way. So, who news? Who cares?
Okay, so what's the date?
August the 23rd. Okay. That's when the new season starts. Finally, we have a date.
Do we know what's going to be called?
It's going to be called Deep Breath.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
I don't know any more than that. That's all that there was. You know, the new season is going to start on August the 23rd with the new episode, Deep Breath.
When was this announced?
It was announced yesterday.
It was?
Yeah, on the Twitter and everything.
On the Twitter and everything.
Well, I guess the day before yesterday, technically now, but...
Wow. Okay.
I sent you links.
Well, that's what I get for...
I kind of watched the trailer. They said there was a new trailer, and I watched the trailer that they had available.
Oh my God, there's a new trailer?
Well, that's what they said.
But you haven't found it yet.
I checked, and it was the trailer that came out, a month or so ago? Where it was just there was explosions going on?
Oh, I was just doing a search for Doctor Who, Deep Breath, but I typed out Doctor Who and then space, and you know how if you use Chrome, it'll show some of your recent searches in the Omnibox, and the top hit that I have is Doctor Who, Bana Cafalata. I love Bana Cafalata. But anyway, sorry, I really didn't mean to
squirrel
that one. It was bound to happen, and plus we've had multiple rat
squirrel
holes
moments.
Yeah,
so but the trailer that I saw was just explosions in the TARDIS, and it kind of pans around really slow. It kind of has that stop motion effect. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on the silhouette of someone holding up cables, and then it kind of closes in on, has a flash of light, and you can see it's the new Doctor. Sorry.
Did you just drop your microphone again?
Almost. I hit it again. I told you it's on a weird thing, and if I move my hands around, I hit it.
So you're Italian?
I didn't want to say that. I was thinking it, but I didn't want to say it.
I make jokes about you being Indian. It's okay. You can go after Italians as long as you're targeting me.
No.
Okay.
But yeah, and then it closes in on his eye, and it's got an image of Clara in it talking. And I can't remember what she says, but that's about it. I thought there would be a new trailer. This was something that was posted, a month and a half ago. So, but we do know when the new season is going to start, and what the title episode is going to be. So, that's something. That's more than we've gotten in months. So, anyone that has lost interest, like myself, okay, the interest is renewed again. Because August is, what, month, month and a half now?
Yeah.
So maybe along the way, though.
It's almost July. We're just about there. We're super close.
So along the way, maybe they'll post more pictures, more news, and it'll keep the interest alive again. Because I think that's what they like to do. They like to get it to the point where some people that are, you know, not the really hardcore fans, I mean, I'm not going to go dressing up at a con, but I do like Doctor Who, and then when I don't hear anything, I do begin to lose interest. But then all of a sudden, they just kind of bring it back like that at the point where I'm going to lose interest completely, saying, you know, it'll come out when it comes out. I don't care anymore. Then they, boom, bring out something new like this, which is exactly the way it worked out. Because, you know, last week I did say, I'm at the point where, you know, who knows, who cares? I don't care. And then news like this comes out, so, okay, I care again. I'm interested. I want to see what's going on.
You had a crisis of faith, and now you're back.
Yeah. I had my Who faith back again.
All right. Well, hey, you know, we've already talked about Johnny White Trash. We are not here to please you. You know, we have another friend of the show that we talk about frequently, and it just would not be an episode of Midnight Movie Nights if we didn't bring up our good friend Jim Browning, who does Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content. And this week on Adventure Night, he actually ended up inspiring our flick pick.
It was Monday night.
It was Monday night? Okay, yeah. I was going to say, wait, no, that's not right for Adventure Night. That's not what happened. I don't know. I was... Wednesday night was crunch time. There was some last-minute things that came in that we needed to resolve. So I lost track of...
You lost track of your days. Well, I can understand it.
Yeah.
You get busy, you do lose track of your days.
I did say it was Adventure Night, and then I started thinking about it. I was like, no, that's not what the event... Anyway, Monday night, there was a conversation, and ended up... actually, was that because of the guest that was on Alex's show, or was that... See, I don't even know. I really don't even know anymore. Anyway, there was talk of strippers, and so... You and I were talking while the show was on, and we both decided that we wanted to see strippers too. So we decided to make our flick pick for this week, Magic Mike, starring Channing Tatum, and frankly, who cares who else? it stars Matthew McConaughey is in it. Alex Pettyfer, is that his name? Yeah. Alex Pettyfer, that guy's kind of cool. He was in that Beastly movie, but the one I really remember him from is I Am Number 4. And that I thought that was an interesting flick that had what's her name? Is it Teresa Palmer?
Didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I wanted to, but at the time, no, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, I really liked that one. She was the girl that was in that with him, Teresa Palmer. She was in The Sorcerer's Apprentice. She was Jay Baruchel's love interest, and then she was also in Warm Bodies and even in Bedtime Stories. I've seen
movies I have to catch up on.
Those are probably like the four main ones that. Here, all right, experiment time, IMDb. All right, click to
you decided that Magic Mike would be the movie we're gonna watch this week.
Hold on, I'm proving something. All right, Teresa Palmer. Teresa Palmer is known for Warm Bodies, I Am Number 4, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and Bedtime Stories. Those are her four. Oh man, that was two. I think those are probably the only four I've seen her in, and I remember enjoying each one. Oh, she was in Take Me Home Tonight. That's right, she was Tori Federking. Oh, how about that? That was, yeah, okay. I didn't remember that movie, but I wanted to be more excited about that movie, and that one just didn't really...
I did watch that movie.
I watched it, and yeah, that's about it.
But it happened. I watched the movie.
Yeah. That one kind of let me down. It wasn't as good as I was hoping it was going to be. But,
yeah, it only grabbed me because they had the 80s music in there, and that was about it.
Yeah. Well, I kind of thought it was going to be like the, it felt like it was, maybe it was just because Topher Grace was in it, but it felt like it was supposed to be for the people who liked that 70s show, you know, maybe have it just grown up a little bit in the 80s, you know, it had that kind of same vibe to me, you know, it felt like it was a Succession or inspired by that 70s show, but set in the 80s, if you know what I mean. And so that's kind of what I was expecting. And I watched the movie and I was like, all right, yeah, okay. I got my money out of that one. That one, yeah, I was entertained. I didn't hate it. But it's that one's true. I didn't hate it. Yeah. So
it's good.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Another I didn't hate it. I'm going to have to start writing these down.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so going back, that all came up because we were talking about Alex Pettyfer, and I enjoyed I Am Number 4. I wouldn't mind seeing more of this guy.
I'm pretty sure you will in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Olivia Munn's in it, you know, which is cool. You know, she's a geek, you know, hostess of Attack the Show, or at least was, which was kind of like the follow-up to the Screensavers. The Screensavers, you know, directly responsible for why you and I met, because when the show, shut down, and... actually, I think Leo created Attack of the Show, too. I think he was cited as the creator for that. I don't remember. But anyway, Leo leaves for Twit. You and I meet in the unfiltered chat room and hit it off. Yeah, there's our origin story again.
The rest is history. It all comes down to a USB rechargeable toothbrush.
Oh, my God, yes.
How do I remember that shit?
Because you thought it was a fucking awesome idea, and now it exists, and I didn't get credit for it, but that's okay. So yeah, Olivia Munn's in it, and she's cool. Yeah, she's a geek. We like her. Who else is in this? Oh yes. The guy who played Flash in the Tobey Maguire movies, Joe Mangiello, or I don't know how to say his name. But he plays a guy named Big Dick Richie. So, yeah, okay,
I'm not gonna
Flash.
Ask any more about his character than that.
Flash Thompson. Let's find out. Let's find out. Are you really big? You know what, dude? This is our 25th episode, man. Yeah. Oh, but you know what? 25. This was directed by Steven Soderbergh, and I usually get excited by that when I see his name, and then I'll click into his. You know, profile on IMDb and be like, oh, yeah, okay, the Ocean's 11 guy. All right. You know, not bad. But then I start scrolling down and I see, oh, okay, there's Magic Mike. All right. And he's got a couple things in work, but oh, Soderbergh was Haywire. That's right. That's a movie that I really, really wanted to love. I absolutely wanted to love it. It's Gina Carano. Is that how you say her name?
I never watched it.
Yeah. Well, she's like awesome mixed martial arts fighter and everything. Just really, really awesome athlete. Just amazing, amazing martial artist and everything. And Steven Soderbergh wanted to create a movie, you know, that highlighted her. And this was a movie that I was just, oh, yeah, and she's smashingly gorgeous, too. I mean, you know, she's totally in shape. You know, she can kick anyone's ass, and she's really pretty, too. So, so this movie, Haywire, you know, Steven Soderbergh created this movie, you know, to kind of highlight her and everything. And, you know, as excited as I was about it, it didn't do it for me at all. And then So I keep looking. I was like, all right, yeah, that was one where Soderbergh let me down. And then, you know, okay, yeah, Ocean's 13, Ocean's 12. I don't really remember those movies and everything, but.
Yeah, I kind of forgot Ocean's 13. 12 was okay. 13?
Yeah, but, and he also did The Good German, and I remember enjoying that movie. So, okay, that's a good one. And then, you know, keep scrolling back down, and then I see Traffic. It's like, oh, you know, I remember hearing about that movie, but I haven't seen that one yet. But then right under Traffic, okay, there we go. Aaron Brockovich. Now, that movie I did enjoy.
I haven't seen it yet. Heard about it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No, it's good.
Well, oddly enough, that was
a movie that... It's been a long time since I've watched it, but it's a good flick.
Well, it was one of the reasons why... Years ago, at some point, we were going to move to Barstow. But that didn't happen because things that were going on...
Dude, that would have been awesome. You would have been like 2 hours away.
Yeah, but it was at an area that things were going on like that, like in that movie, with all those kind of... bad things out there with the water and shit. That's why we didn't go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And well, it was odd because we were all set. We were gonna, you know, get ready to do that, but there was a house ready. It looked like a nice house, but apparently it was in that area where things were going so wrong. So it never happened. Which I guess is good because it kind of kept me here, and you know, I got on the internet and I met the Miranda Janelle, so it all worked out.
Awesome. Yeah, so Soderbergh, I actually have a pretty good track record with him, you know, except for Haywire. That's one of those ones where it's just like, Haywire left a sour taste in my mouth for Soderbergh. You know, so, and yeah, this is episode 25, man. I don't want to watch a Soderbergh movie. I don't want to strike out on this. You know? Yeah, this is episode 25, dude. Let's do something special. Let's change this up.
So change it up for Magic Mike?
Yeah. All right, okay. We both have very similar tastes. Let's just like do a countdown. 1, 2, 3, and just like 1, 2, 3. Pick a movie, and then. If we happen to say the same movie, we'll definitely know that it's Fate, that that's the one that we should watch. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'm up for anything.
You're up for anything.
Almost anything.
Wow. Those so could be some favorite last words.
As long as it doesn't involve clowns, then I'm good.
Okay. Okay. All right, that helps. I definitely want something I can laugh at. Yeah.
Okay. So, To Live and Die in L.A., that's probably not a comedy.
No. Hey, dude, we gotta say, you know, like, 1, 2, 3, and then we'll say a movie.
Okay.
And that's how we're gonna pick what we're gonna watch.
All right. I'm good for that.
Okay. One, you know, ideally one that's going to make us laugh and there's no clowns.
Okay. I'm good with that. Definitely good with that. No
clowns. Okay. All right. Let me think for a second. I'm just looking at things that we've already watched. I don't want to accidentally, pick something like that. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got mine. You got yours?
Yeah, I think so. I found one.
Okay. All right. So I'll go 3, 2, 1, and then we say the movie. Okay?
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You didn't say the movie, butthead.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall? I don't have it. I was going to say Galaxy Quest, but
I watched that one. All right. Here. Let's try it again. You good?
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Ghostbusters.
Zach and Mary.
Oh. All right. Last one. Last one. If we don't agree on this one, then we will pick the favorite. out of the six that we will have named. Okay, ready?
Okay, hold on, let me. All right, I'm looking through some movies. All right, I found one.
Okay, all right, 3, 2, 1, Spaceballs. Oh fuck yeah! Oh my god! All right, we're watching Spaceballs. We're getting our Darth helmet on. We're gonna use the Schwartz. Hey, Kitty, is your Schwartz as big as mine?
We won't go there.
Well, you know what? Oh my god. All right, I think we totally need to end on a high note. What do you think?
Agreed.
All right, we are going to go watch Spaceballs.
For 25.
Oh my god.
Can you believe it? 25. We got this far.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed by that.
Spaceballs is going to be our special feature for our special flick pick for episode 25. Yeah. All right. That's awesome. We would like to thank Judge Funky Boy for the theme, Mr. Brad Raven for the sweet graphic that he did for us. We do actually have a couple of new Twitter followers. You know, hey, that's 2 weeks in a row with new Twitter followers. I like that.
Excellent.
So we got a Big Daddy. All right. Hey, Big Daddy. Looks like Fredders Torres.
Yeah, I think he follows me too.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for following us, dude. And also Team Right Trash. Yeah. Good old professional Katie and Johnny White Trash himself.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
There we go. All right. So thanks, guys, for following us. And thank you.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Before we go?
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to say, I guess it's what, Sunday, June the 29th now?
Yeah.
I wanted to say happy birthday to Puck and Bass. You know, okay. Someone I follow, and you know, I've been following for a while. I kind of know him through Johnny.
Sweet. Happy birthday, dude.
I just wanted to say that.
Happy birthday, man. All right. Well, we would like to also thank you for listening to us, be it live, which we do usually on Saturday night. We like to start around 10, you know, but someone needed a cat nap tonight.
Yes, my bad.
That's all right, dude. You know, sometimes you just got to roll with it. But
cats just need a nap.
Yeah, but we stream it over at midnightmovienights.com, and there's right there on the homepage, there's the live stream. So if you want to check it out live, usually around 10 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights, but we got started a little late tonight.
And always follow us on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod.
Yep. But so, yeah, there's that. Hey, Kitty, let's go watch a movie.
Okay. Let's go watch a movie and talk art.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't say that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week yet, did I? I threw you off with that one, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
All right.
It got all backwards.
Wait, what? Oh. sorry.
Squirrel!
Squirrel moment.
Yeah. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that freaking cat.
Go watch a movie.
And talk hard.
Midnight Movie Nights.
Dude, I fucking love it when the guitar comes in right there. I hate talking over the music, but I have to point that out. Well, there goes the music. Hey, Kitty, guess what?
What?
I'm not ready to make the announcement tonight.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'll be ready to make the announcement next week.
There's something going on.
But there's something going on.
Something big?
I think it's going to be big. I know that you're excited about it. You didn't even know how to process it when I told it to you earlier.
I know. I went all silent, and I was like, eep!
I kind of actually wish I had been recording that. It would have been fun to just tack on to the end of the episode, you know, when we finally do announce it. Just like, okay, and here was the cat's reaction.
That was basically it. It was like, eep!
Well, then you started getting a little bit, you know, a little more talkative, and you were like, I don't know how to process this. It hasn't hit me yet. So... there is something coming, and we will announce it soon, and it's something that both of us are very excited about.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
I want to say it now. I want to say, things are happening. It's all happening.
Things are happening. Yeah. Yep.
It's all good. Things are happening.
It is all good.
Welcome back, Siebes.
Thanks.